At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals navigate life through an internal frame of reference, trusting their own values, instincts, and personal judgment. Others rely more on an external frame of reference, shaped by societal norms, validation, or feedback from authority figures. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, self-authority, inner light, soul truth, and associated with the Vishwadvish, universal virtues like truth, discipline, and justice, has a distinctly internal frame of reference. These natives are anchored in personal integrity and guided by their inner compass, even when external forces pressure them to conform. They often reflect deeply before acting, filtering decisions through their sense of duty, morality, and purpose. However, because Uttara Ashada is also connected to long-term leadership and legacy, these natives may reference the external world to ensure their values are applied responsibly, especially in public or professional roles. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses show how this internal compass interacts with outer expectations. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the frame of reference is strongly internal. These individuals have a clear sense of self and purpose. They make choices based on whether something aligns with their principles. In Uttara Ashada, the sun intensifies this. Truth and righteousness guide them more than popularity or trend. If the sun is in the 10th, their inner convictions are expressed through leadership. They are respected for standing firm even when it's not the easy path. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the reference may shift toward external emotional feedback, especially in relationships or domestic life. These individuals value connection and at times may defer to others' needs to keep the peace. In Uttara Ashada, moon brings depth. They care about others' feelings, but must learn not to override their truth for harmony. If moon is in the 10th, their emotional intelligence is seen publicly, but they must stay connected to their center to avoid burnout or overaccommodation. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame of reference becomes more balanced, seeking clarity through both internal logic and outer dialogue. These individuals may listen to feedback, but will still mentally test it against what they believe. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury makes them excellent communicators. They refine their truth, but they don't abandon it. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may be admired for their composed speech and moral reasoning in public roles. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the reference system begins internally, but often bends toward external duty and structure. These individuals feel a responsibility to uphold tradition, fulfill roles, or earn respect over time. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn reinforces the need to live with integrity, but it may delay self-trust until they've proven themselves through effort. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are viewed as honorable and consistent, but their deepest clarity still comes from within. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the frame of reference is internally philosophical, grounded in personal faith, moral compass, or spiritual law. These individuals seek wisdom from teachers or texts, but ultimately decide what resonates with their soul. In Uttara Ashada, Jupiter uplifts their discernment. They grow by testing ideals in real life. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may be seen as mentors or guides, trusted not just for what they know, but for how clearly they live it. Uttara Ashada's default frame is inner truth measured against universal law. These natives listen to the world, but act from the soul. Their evolution lies in balancing self-trust with wise responsiveness, learning when to remain rooted and when to adapt with grace. When integrated, Uttara Ashada becomes the noble steward, anchored in conscience, responsive to context, and devoted to walking their truth across time. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals prefer a proactive action style, taking initiative, leading from the front, and shaping outcomes through intentional effort. Others lean toward a reactive approach, responding to situations based on emotional cues, external demands, or internal shifts. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, purpose, leadership, identity, and associated with the Vishwa Devas, universal virtues like truth, willpower, and commitment, leans strongly toward a proactive action preference. These natives are guided by long-term vision, inner duty, and the desire to actualize purpose in the world. They tend to act from principle rather than pressure, often with calm resolve rather than impulsive force. However, when emotionally cornered or when their sense of dignity is compromised, they may briefly shift into reactive behavior, especially if they feel morally compelled to respond. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help reveal whether their actions remain steady or shift based on environment. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the action style is confidently proactive. These individuals are self-initiating, goal-focused, and often move forward from a place of purpose and clarity. In Uttara Ashada, the sun gives quiet strength. They don't act loudly, but they act decisively. If the sun is in the 10th, they are seen as dependable leaders who plan, persist, and act with authority. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the style becomes more reactive, especially to emotional shifts or relationship dynamics. These individuals may wait to feel emotionally secure before acting. In Uttara Ashada, moon adds sensitivity. They are attuned to timing, but may delay movement if emotional waters are unclear. If moon is in the 10th, their leadership is responsive. They move carefully, but when they do, it's with intuitive depth. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native becomes more visibly proactive, especially through assertive, purposeful action. These individuals push forward, often solving problems before they escalate. In Uttara Ashada, Mars channels ambition into disciplined effort. They act not from ego, but from conviction. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as dynamic, action-driven professionals, strong-willed and respected for their ability to execute under pressure. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the action preference is strategically proactive. These individuals initiate through communication, planning, and negotiation. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury gives thoughtful precision. They speak and act when it's most effective. If Mercury is in the 10th, they lead through ideas, valued for their logic, timing, and emotional intelligence in public discourse. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the action style is slow but deeply proactive. These individuals don't rush. They build foundations before they move. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn adds discipline. They may appear reactive because of their patience, but their actions are deliberate and calculated. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are known as long-term builders, those who act with endurance and honor their responsibilities with unwavering steadiness. Uttara Ashada's approach to action is like a quiet arrow pulled back with purpose, measured, thoughtful, and guided by truth. These natives act not to prove, but to fulfill. Their growth lies in knowing when to wait and when to act, without compromising their integrity or momentum. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the dignified executor, rising with calm resolve, acting from principle, and completing what others only begin. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals thrive on options, preferring flexibility, creative freedom, and the ability to adapt in the moment. Others operate best through procedures, favoring structure, consistency, and time-tested systems. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, discipline, clarity, authority, and associated with the Vishwadas, universal virtues like truth, order, and responsibility, naturally leans toward a procedural operational style. These natives value systems that support their long-term goals and uphold moral or structural integrity. They often function best when working within a clear framework, one they either inherited, earned through experience, or refined over time. However, because of their inner confidence and wisdom, they can also incorporate options when a situation calls for graceful leadership, flexibility, or wisdom beyond the rules. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape how rigid or adaptive their workflow becomes. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the style is self-authored procedure. These individuals act according to personal code and prefer to create their own structure rather than blindly follow someone else's. In Uttarakshata, the sun adds moral clarity. They adhere to procedures that align with their truth. If the sun is in the 10th, they are seen as principled and reliable, leaders who follow through and uphold a standard. If the moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the operational style is rhythmic but intuitive. These individuals need emotional consistency and may adopt procedures for inner peace rather than external order. In Uttarakshata, moon brings flow to their structure. They work best in calm, organized environments. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally steady professionals, those who maintain order with a gentle touch. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the approach becomes structured but flexible. These individuals enjoy working within a system but want room to refine it mentally or communicate its value. In Uttarakshata, Mercury brings logical flow. They are precise thinkers who improve the systems they inherit. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may be known for efficient planning, policymaking, or well-organized leadership. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the style is procedural through discipline and drive. These individuals execute plans with consistency, especially when aligned with personal values or service. In Uttarakshata, Mars energizes structure. They don't need chaos to act. They thrive with order. If Mars is in the 10th, they rise through disciplined effort, often recognized for staying focused, goal-oriented, and direct in execution. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the operational style is deeply procedural and principled. These individuals rely on step-by-step mastery and honor the weight of responsibility. In Uttarakshata, Saturn reinforces integrity. They may move slowly, but their systems are enduring. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are trusted professionals, those who carry legacies, build stable structures, and lead through consistency. Uttarakshata's workflow is like a steady, soul-led march toward mastery. These natives don't resist structure, they refine it. Their power lies in knowing that true freedom comes from alignment, not disorder. Their growth comes when they allow flexibility without compromising core values. When balanced, Uttarakshata becomes the noble executor, operating with clarity, order, and quiet excellence, capable of honoring both timeless truths and the present need for wisdom in motion. Uttarakshata Nakshatra views, general or specific. Some individuals operate with a general view, perceiving life through broad patterns, timeless principles, or big picture meaning. Others focus on a specific view, attuned to details, practical nuance, and step-by-step understanding. Uttarakshata Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, truth, purpose, higher vision, and associated with the Vishwadevas, universal virtues like righteousness, strength, and clarity, leans strongly toward a general perspective. These natives are natural big picture thinkers who seek alignment with ideals, long-term goals, and moral direction. They often ask, does this align with truth, or is this part of something greater, rather than getting caught up in minor inconsistencies. However, when tasked with leadership, service, or legacy building, they can shift into a specific view, especially if the details serve a larger mission or uphold their personal standards. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how their perception scales from the universal to the precise. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the view is deeply general and principle-driven. These individuals focus on meaning, vision, and soul truth. They interpret events in terms of character, honor, or dharma. In Uttarakshata, the sun brings spiritual clarity. They see life through a lens of moral growth. If the sun is in the 10th, this becomes a public trait. They are seen as wise, consistent, and oriented toward legacy. If the moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the perception remains general, but with emotional depth. These individuals interpret life through long-term emotional patterns, how something feels over time, not just in the moment. In Uttarakshata, the moon adds empathy. They absorb emotional meaning and connect it to personal and collective truth. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally stable leaders, offering guidance grounded in maturity and insight. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the view becomes more specific and mentally detailed. These individuals prefer clarity, precision, and breaking down large ideas into workable thoughts. In Uttarakshata, Mercury adds structure to their vision. They articulate big truths through refined language. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are admired for strategic communication, often blending wisdom with clear execution. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the view shifts to specific, action-oriented focus. These natives perceive reality through function and correction, what needs to be done, fixed, or defended. In Uttara Ashada, Mars sharpens their sense of justice. They zoom in when truth is on the line. If Mars is in the 10th, they become problem solvers or enforcers of integrity, known for direct, decisive leadership. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the view remains fully general and spiritual. These individuals think in terms of destiny, universal law, and wisdom teachings. In Uttara Ashada, Jupiter enhances moral perception. They seek to connect knowledge with Dharma. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as visionary guides, spiritual leaders, or advisors who draw others toward long-term clarity and soul alignment. Uttara Ashada's vision is like the high sun casting light across time, steady, wide-reaching, and grounded in meaning. These natives are not distracted by noise. They seek what endures. Their evolution lies in knowing when to stay lofty and when to engage detail to uphold what matters. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the moral architect, seeing the map of life, pointing to truth, and illuminating a path that others can follow with trust. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive working together, engaging in collaboration, team synergy, and shared missions. Others prefer proximity, working independently while still remaining in communication or emotional connection with others. Some feel most effective working solo, where focus, autonomy, and self-responsibility can be maintained. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, sovereignty, self-leadership, and associated with the Vishwadevas, universal virtues like truth, responsibility, and endurance, naturally leans toward a solo or proximity work style. These natives are deeply purpose-driven, self-regulating, and value inner alignment over external involvement. While they can work harmoniously in teams, they prefer roles where their personal integrity, independence, and vision are respected. Their leadership style is steady, principled, and often behind the scenes. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this preference is shaped and expressed. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the preference is distinctly solo. These individuals are self-governed and thrive when they can lead themselves without micromanagement. In Uttara Ashada, the sun enhances their natural sense of authority. They don't avoid people, but they work best when their autonomy is protected. If the sun is in the 10th, they are respected leaders who prefer directing rather than depending, seen as self-contained yet steady influences. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the preference may lean toward proximity. These individuals need emotional resonance in their environment and can work well around others as long as emotional balance and mutual respect are maintained. In Uttara Ashada, moon adds receptivity. They're not socially driven, but appreciate presence. If the moon is in the 10th, they bring quiet emotional intelligence to leadership roles, often valued for their stabilizing relational presence. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference is proximity, especially when communication, strategy, or intellectual feedback is needed. These individuals like sharing ideas, but still prefer space for personal decision-making. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury refines the need for interaction. They engage thoughtfully, not casually. If Mercury is in the 10th, they thrive in leadership roles that require structured conversation, writing, or guidance, communicating from a calm, reasoned place. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the style becomes solo with disciplined intent. These individuals work best when they are focused, goal-driven, and free from distraction. In Uttara Ashada, Mars brings quiet fire. They're highly productive alone and often prefer it. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as capable and self-motivated, those who take charge without demanding attention or applause. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the preference leans towards solo within structure, or proximity with clear boundaries. These individuals are committed, reliable, and do not need hand-holding, but they value clarity in roles and expectations. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn reinforces integrity. They quietly carry weight without complaining. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become respected elders or mentors, those who serve through responsibility, not showmanship. Uttarashada's ideal work style is quietly sovereign. Whether working alone or near others, they operate from a place of inner order and commitment. They lead through presence, not pressure. Their growth lies in choosing roles that reflect their values and allow their actions to speak louder than their words. When aligned, Uttarashada becomes the calm executor, steady, enduring, and powerfully self-led, building legacies not from noise, but from noble consistency.